This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now. Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
I would like to state for the record, Buck, you sound terrible. How
today,
are you?
Today is the worst day. I don't know.
What is going on?
I don't
over
know,
there?
Man.
I think you sound cool.
Are you dying?
I'm trying my best to sound like Dan Lanning at all times.
You do kind of sound yeah. like Dan Lanning.
I thought about
Keystone Species, Buck.
Like,
Keystone
I wonder species. If his voice has been raspy like that his whole life, or it got know. That way at a certain point of his football career.
Just from yelling?
Yeah.
Well, I have good news for you.
You think when he was, like, 12, he was already, like, practicing yelling at people, and then it's just gone from there?
Potentially.
What's the good news?
Buck, do you want some good news?
Sure.
On that front, I think Buck will be able to interview Dan Lanning and ask him that very question. When he comes on our show next week.
Oh, but not this week?
No.
We think. We didn't get him this week.
No, he's not. He's in New York.
Yeah, I just. We were in contact with the Dutch people, and they said not happening this week because of all the award stuff going on. They just got to NYC, but yeah. probably next week.
He's got that Heisman or whatever you call that thing.
I want you to think about all the things he has going on, okay?
It's a lot.
So he is going to support his quarterback in New York City.
That's my quarterback.
For the Heisman. Mm-hmm. Okay. The transfer portal is open.
Yes.
And they are, as you mentioned yesterday,
everyone is in it.
They have a lot of guys to replace for next year. So there's a lot of action there. You got to recruit, got to do some recruiting. He has a college football playoff game coming up
against one of two teams. So you're prepping against both.
If he wins that, he's got another one. And if he wins that, he's got another one. He's got three boys and a wife, and Christmas is right around the corner.
It's a lot.
What is a man to do?
My guess is ignore his wife and kids and Christmas, but
outsource.
That's just a guess.
Outsource as
how
much
do you,
as possible.
How do you outsource Christmas?
That's to Santa. I don't know. It's look.
How do you do that? Seriously, I was going to ask him that today if he was coming on. I'm like, dude, how do you squeeze in?
He outsources Thanksgiving and everything else. Look, I think when you're married to a Dan Lanning, you understand that there's an unfair burden placed upon you. I think that falls upon the missus again. I'm guessing Dan Lanning.
Yeah, but he's got to get her gifts.
Does he?
Yes.
I think that's a secretary thing.
Are you serious?
I think I'm serious.
Or executive assistant.
I want a secretary.
That's an executive assistant that buys those gifts.
Buck, will you get my wife gifts? I don't have time.
Will you give me money?
Of course. I'll pay for it.
Then, do I get anything else out of it, or is it just me going to get gifts with your money?
I might tip you.
You might tip me. Okay,
I might give you a little Christmas bonus.
Ooh, okay.
The wife is Sophia, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Not my wife.
I will say, and I will not out this person, but I have a friend of mine who is a successful individual. that's very busy. And there have been holidays where he finds out what he got his wife on Christmas morning as well when she unwraps the present. And let's just say that he is always very generous in the gifts that he gives to her.
I want that.
It's great. And you know what?
I want that.
She couldn't be any happier. She always gets what she wants. It's always very, very nice.
Does she know?
What do you mean? Yeah, she buys it.
Oh, she buys
Duh.
It.
Duh. Yeah.
Well, no, not duh. Yeah. You said they have an executive assistant.
I was implying, no, that she buys
her. Oh, she just goes and buys it.
She buys her own gift.
And
she wraps it for herself, puts it under the tree.
I don't want that.
And then they're both surprised. And it's like, oh, hey, look at this.
No, you got to have, you got to get your wife some cool gifts.
Well, again, I think that's where you think like a fortune.
I don't want to put in the work.
Nah, the Fortune 500 guys and the coaches. Saban hasn't gotten Miss Terry a gift since like 1984. But I'm guessing they're all very, very nice.
Actually, that's not true. I wrapped a big gift for my wife this morning. Oh. And I love the moment she comes out of her office and she looks at that and she goes, what is that? Who's that for? Ooh. I'm like, well, there's only two of us in the house.
Yeah, take a
Who
guess.
Do you think it's for?
That's to the mistress. I don't know.
I don't wrap my own gifts.
We just travel now. A number of years ago, we punted on Christmas and the kids and everybody. We just, we go someplace.
Yeah.
And then
where are we going this year?
We're going back up to Canada.
Because, Canada.
Well, we were going south of the border. We were going to go back to Mexico or Belize. But my my rat bastard kid that lives in Korea has decided to come home for Christmas. And I'm not certain if you're aware of the challenges of getting from Seoul to Central America. But it kind of sucks. And because she only has a limited time, it was just easier to... I can get a direct flight from Seoul to Vancouver, and it's just way, way easier that way. So thanks a lot, Taylor, for coming home. And now we don't get to be in the sun. We get to be in the Great White North. So we'll do Canada.
Right. Well.
And that's just our Christmas. And then while you're there, if you see something out and about and, like, the kids see something and it's cool or whatever, then, like, you know what? Merry Christmas. And you purchase that gift. I'm sure the BTJ will get a lovely piece of jewelry at some store north of the border, and it's just easier that way. It's just kind of a big hodgepodge Christmas. It is a way, way better to go, way to go than doing the gifts and the presents and all that.
Well, Merry Christmas to all you MFers.
Yeah.
Nice to have you along. It's Thursday, I believe.
You are correct, sir.
You've got one more show, and then you...
one more.
You hit the...
One more. I'm in the transfer portal.
Yeah, you hit the portal.
But I think I'm coming back. No one else wants me. I'm like that kid from like the Division III school that thinks he's going to go play at Oregon. He's not. I'll be back at Central Washington. Don't worry.
You cost too much.
I know. It's ridiculous.
All the others are sniffing around our portal, but they're like, whoa, I ain't taking that guy.
Did you see the Florida linebacker? Did you see his list of demands?
No.
Yeah, there was a Florida linebacker.
Dude, I'd want that guy so far off my team.
Dude, so, and I guess this is confirmed, right? This is not just some horse.
What's his name?
I got to pull it up here. It's pretty impressive, though. He went into Napier with a list of demands. And let me tell you, my man thinks a lot of himself. I got to find
maybe
it
he's
here.
Good.
I looked it up, and he's not.
He's
like,
fine.
He's fine.
But he's not worth all
so
of these demands.
He's at Florida, and he's wanting to get
his
them
name
to
is
stay.
Jack Pybram.
They're trying to get him. He's trying to get them to keep him.
Yeah. So he walked.
He
in.
Wants more money than he got this year by yes. a lot.
So okay. he walked in and he said he wants. And he was a rotational player. But and most defensive players in this day and age are rotational players, right?
And well, guys who get expanded roles
yes.
do get more money now.
Yes.
So that's a thing.
So he wants $45,000 per month.
U.S. dollars.
I like that. Per month. Not $45,000 to stay. Wait, now he wants $45,000 per month.
Well, what year is he? So what does that mean? Like to the end of his?
Well, I'm guessing
or
this,
just the football season.
Just
or
probably
what?
For the season.
Just probably for the season. He wants $45,000 per month.
Oh, yeah, that's not that much.
He wants a guaranteed starting position.
He wants like he can't screw up and lose his job.
He wants a guaranteed to play on third downs because he wants to rush the passer, and he wants more snaps in the rotation.
The DC's like, now we have a different package for this. He's like, his contract says he stays on the field.
Like,
what?
How dumb can you be? In a shocking development, they were like,
you can go ahead and find that portal, bud.
So now he's in the portal. And this is one of those things. I'm all for the portal. I was the first guy to say, dude, it's about time these kids have leverage. But some of these jackwagons, it's unbelievable to me. Like, you got guys, Malachi Nelson, the five-star kid that couldn't play at USC, transfers to Boise State, gets beat out by their current quarterback who...
is just
dead. Can we be honest? He's fine. You know what? He's fine. He's fine. He got beat out by, is it Maddox Mason or?
Maddox Madsen.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddox Madsen. And now he's in the portal again. Dude, stop. You're not very good. Stop going to a place that you think you're just going to be given a job. Like if you, someone said it, I don't remember, it might've been Will Compton or someone was like, dude, if you don't have tape, don't go in the portal. Like just this thing is just ridiculous. Guaranteed position. I have to play on third down. My man, it's not how this works.
Well, what was I talking about?
Me and I'm gone. And
yeah, we're talking about you.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you.
Yeah.
More about you.
You wrapping big presents?
Yeah. Well, I wrapped two today. I think I'm almost done.
I don't have any presents to wrap. It's very exciting.
Maybe two more. But, you know, yeah. Small family gatherings. Adults usually don't give gifts. Only just wife and I.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we get the kids something. But other than that,
yeah.
You know, there's not much to do. And I like being done.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. Well, I'm not stressed.
That's kind of my point is if you go on a trip, you are done. Like you just, that's it. You book the trip, you book the hotel.
Well, we don't do it quite like that. You know, we still love each other, you know, and give each other things.
And because I don't talk to anyone else in my family, I don't have to buy them gifts. It's,
yeah, screw them.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, screw you, John.
Dude, everything's coming up Sucanic right
you
now.
Bum.
This is great.
John.
Life is good. So, yes, except I did something today that I haven't done in like 5 years and I'm trying to question why I did it. And now I'm feeling the repercussions. It's really stupid. Last week, your dumb Dan Lanning Twitch conversation.
Oh, this is what we were talking about.
With the squat thing. You know when you were talking about
Twitch?
Yeah,
Twitch.
Yeah, that led to me doing something extremely dumb in the gym that I had no business doing.
Testing your Twitch?
Yeah, I was testing my Twitch. And then today.
Say that fast.
Testing the Twitch. The old Twitch.
Faster.
No. And then today, for no reason, I get in these dumb habits where if I start like, I get wild hairs. And so last week I did that. For seemingly no reason whatsoever. And today I ran. I ran. I don't know why. And now I'm instantly regretting why I decided to run. I couldn't tell you why. I walked into the gym, no plan, no nothing. It was rainy and crappy. I didn't get to walk the dog. And I was sitting there looking at a treadmill and I thought, oh, what the hell?
What?
And I ran 2 miles. And let me tell you, worst decision I've made in years.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
Couldn't tell you. Now my feet hurt. I kind of got like a hip thing going on. My back doesn't feel great. Why? Why did I decide to, and why 2 miles? There's no rhyme or reason to that. Let's just decide to run. What are we doing?
Maybe someday you'll grow up.
I know.
And stop exercising.
Believe me, I thought of you as soon as I got done on the treadmill and I was like, what the hell was that? I thought of you and your negative attitude towards exercise. And I was like, dude, maybe that son of a bitch is onto something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like exercise, but you don't have to run.
No. It's just, it's awful. Don't do it.
Hurt your bod.
Yeah, don't run. There's no reason to do it whatsoever.
All right, well, we don't have Dan Lanning today. He's not cooking on our grill.
No.
I'm cooking on your grill.
He's cooking on the Hisman grill.
He's out in New York City.
That's a good time out there.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Don't you think? I mean, yeah.
Well, and he's going to keep him focused because, you know, the old going on the Heisman, like in the award circuit, you know, he can kind of get fat and, you know, kind of lazy.
Banquet
and all that.
Tour.
You hear that from players that it's hard to kind of restart. Something tells me Dan is going to keep Dylan Gabriel focused.
Yeah. Well, they don't play for 8 weeks.
I know, but just saying. That can distract, if you will. I've heard that from other people.
Do any of those guys play soon? They don't, do they? None of the four.
No, I don't think so.
Nobody plays soon except for Army Navy.
No, Boise's got it. Hunter's not in anything. They're in the Alamo Bowl, which whatever. No.
Yeah.
Cam Ward didn't make it. Cam Ward's in the Pop-Tarts Bowl or wherever the hell he's playing.
And he's playing. Did you see that?
Is Cam going to play?
Yes, he's playing. Yeah. Him and Shadur. Gonna play. Well,
Deion said that. He said that they were planning to.
Which is nice.
It is, but at the same time, if I'm Travis Hunter, maybe not play 180 snaps, just saying.
Why? He's done it all year.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the difference?
I don't know, just, you know, you're...
If he does get hurt, though.
You're just a few months away.
You want to talk about Mike the Mad Dog Russo or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Going crazy?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter gets hurt playing 180 snaps in a meaningless bowl game against BYU.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The only one that I can really, I mean, I'm sure there's more of it, but I think of Jaden Smith. the linebacker from Notre Dame in, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl.
Cost his whole life.
Yeah, nerve damage in his knee. It was never the same.
He never really played in the NFL, did he?
He played.
Cowboys got him.
And he had some years, but the knee never really came back. He was never the same player.
If he hadn't played in that bowl game,
yes, he would have been a different player.
I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, even if he didn't play in the bowl game, it was probably ready to pop and you would have done it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean,
I would have taken
that chance, I guess.
Yeah. And he would have done it with more guaranteed money. And so on all those guys, I'm sure Hunter is insured and all that, but still, that's tough.
A lot going on. Yeah. So Dan Lanning will be partying in New York City tonight.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have a good time. I think Dan likes
any good players, tell him to come here.
Well, maybe that's what he'll be doing. He'll be talking to some guys there on the awards.
They'll probably be handing him a phone with FaceTiming recruits at all times.
I will say, if you're a transfer quarterback,
it's FaceTiming with Gabriel from New York.
That's two for two. Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel, both Heisman finalists.
Hey, if they don't get a quarterback in the port within the next, you know, let's see, what is today? The 12th?
Mm-hmm.
They play the first. If they don't get a quarterback in the portal before they play, do you think it's Quinn Ewers?
I would assume he's going to go try to test the NFL waters. I would assume, but he didn't do anything to help his stock this year. Remember, too, the portal opens again after spring ball, so there's...
Yeah, but Ewers will make a decision before then.
I certainly would think so.
Because the NFL.
I don't think Ewers would be back at Texas. Ewers would either take his talents elsewhere or he will go to the NFL.
So if they don't get a quarterback in the portal before the first of the year, you think?
I don't know if you really. And this is such a weird thing to say.
Well, who's a better quarterback than Ewers in the portal?
There's not many. I'm just saying, I don't think I want Quinn Ewers.
Well, yes, you do. If I'm telling you the alternative is Dante Moore, and I'm not saying anything bad about Dante Moore, but I am giving you an experienced SEC quarterback.
Yeah,
you're taking him. Come on. Of course you are.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want him to
be my starter. I mean, Bo Nix came here and everybody was like, Bo Nix. And look at what happened.
Let's take him.
It's Dan Lanning.
Quinn Ewers, come on down.
The coach's little balls off.
Let's go. Quinn Ewers, let's go.
Football's football. The only way to get better at it is to play football.
All right. Well, no Dan Lanning today. He will be on next week, although we will not be here.
Well, we think he'll be on next week.
We think he'll be on next week. Okay, now we're hedging that. But if he is on, it will be Ryan Buckley and Will Ortner doing the interviewing. And that'll be great. Okay, I'll tune in for
that. What
do you think? Buckley can talk.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's the goal by then.
Can you do something?
Are you sure you don't have...
Gargle something?
Yeah, I'm going to do some witch doctor stuff tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. What is going on?
Do you have a major... Like, I mean, do we need to go to... You
know? Are we concerned?
I mean, I'll probably go back to the doctor. I was there last week, and he said everything was fine. It doesn't sound fine, though.
You going to go to the larynx doctor?
Everything
Maybe.
Sounded fine?
I don't
fine?
Know. ENT?
Are you going to an ENT?
Maybe. I don't know.
Those guys always scare me.
Is Buck doing some weird stuff at home that we don't know about? Do you have a belt around your neck?
Is that weird? David Carradine? Is that
a weird thing? Yeah, boy, that... You went there.
David Carradine reference.
Well,
first boy. 15 minutes of the
when
program.
You say belt around neck.
Yeah, that's...
That's what you think of? I think of the NXS guy.
Oh.
Remember him?
I do remember him.
Criminally underrated frontman.
Yeah. I also think of an incident at a Michael. Las Vegas gentleman's club with one of my buddies.
Oh.
Ooh, hey.
You can't just drop that
Look,
as we're going to break.
I was just talking about some normal kinky Buckley stuff, and you guys have taken it to a dark, dark place.
NXS, was it Michael Hutchins?
I think that's right.
He was
a
really
dark
good.
Place on his credit card when he woke up.
But
how much was it?
Oh boy.
When he woke up. How much? You know, how much was it?
Yeah,
say
he,
it.
He passed out, and not because he was getting choked, just because he had too much to drink. And we found him with wearing his belt as a necklace, and he had like a $4,000 charge on his credit card. He'd been in like a back room for like 3 hours.
What an idiot.
It's a dicey proposition.
Wait, where was he passed out? In the club?
In the back room.
Well, you can't.
Oh, wow.
They just kept the clock running.
You can't.
The meter running. You know what I mean?
By the way, you can't do that. Like, you got to take care of yourself. I knew someone that was it in the was, back and
it
soiled.
Might have been his first time in Vegas. Might have been all of our first time in Vegas. It was like we were in our early 20s.
Yeah, 4 G's though.
I knew a guy that soiled himself, and so they charged double. They ran the card
Yeah.
twice. And I don't think he really disputed. I think it was like, yeah, it's about.
My buddy basically fell asleep and took a nap back there, and they left the meter running, and then they came and got us, and they're like, hey, your friend is asleep. We're like, okay, we wake him up, and then he has the charge.
I'm not going to lie, $4,000 could have been worse.
Could have been.
Yeah. That could have been worse.
Although that hurts.
I think he disputed it because he said, I didn't pay for any services. I just fell asleep.
That hurts.
God. Who gets that money, you think?
I think, the house gets their cut, and then it gets,
the ladies?
Spread out to the ladies.
Ah, we got to go. Ah.
Taking care of single moms.
We're going to do a show without a break today.
That would be, we could do
tough
it.
Tough for TV.
I don't think they would like
it. Yeah, they don't want us to do that. Let's take a break. Okay, when we come back, we have today's poll question on the fam. Well, this will be a first in show history, believe it or not.
Really?
I am going to be putting the poll question on X as we are talking about
it. I don't think that's the first time that's
happened. It's the first time. Trust me. So here we go. I'm typing as we speak. Can you hear that?
I can. It's your little thumbs going.
My little hairy thumbs.
It's out there.
They're in action.
Your little monkey thumbs out there getting it done. I'm busy watching the beautiful Juan Soto talk about his...
Yeah, he signed today, huh?
Yeah, well, they got the press conference going on right there. Yeah. He seems very happy. Yeah. I would, too, if I had $765 million.
Yeah, I heard the Yankees were too liberal for him. Is that what it was?
I think Buck got ball sacked.
Shut up. Shut up.
I love when, because Buck every now and then sends us something.
Yeah.
And
I'm a good target for those things, and I hate it.
It's like 75% ball sacked. Yeah, Buck.
Okay, my percentage isn't that bad.
Really, Buck? Really?
I think it probably happens 10% of the time.
10? Come on.
That a ball sack thing I believe in?
You get ball sacked a lot, my friend. I mean, it happened.
It's happened a couple times.
Wouldn't you want to change that if you hate it? Like, why not? All you got to do is just like do a little homework.
Do what?
Well, it's pretty easy to figure it out. You got to do a little.
Okay. Well, I started seeing actual excerpts from the Passant article, and then I read another excerpt from a Passant article with the same font, and it looked exactly the same.
Yeah. The Buck sent us a story that Soto did not like the fact that he came in for a playoff game.
Yeah, before game three of the World Series. Judge, it was after Trump's speech.
Judge and Rizzo?
Madison Square. And, yeah, Judge and Volpe
were wearing
MAGA gear.
Wearing MAGA gear.
It was not liberal enough for him.
No. That's correct. Yes. Yeah, it made him uncomfortable.
And then
that after.
Lindor in the Mets clubhouse was a little more.
Was like, hey, we're
a little
we're
more
cool
woke.
Here.
I got you.
So. Turns out that was inaccurate. He was sacked. Got ball sacked again. And I love it when Buck gets ball sacked.
I think that's probably the fourth time.
Yeah, but you've only sent us like six things.
Four out of six.
Oh, that's not true. I send Isaac like a million things.
Yeah, he sends stuff to me all the time.
Okay.
All right, I just put up a poll question. That was exciting, wasn't it? Did you hear me doing that and hosting a radio show at the same time? I mean, it's crazy.
So much talent.
The talent here.
Yeah.
The poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday it was, what is the strangest sports hire? Belichick to North Carolina, 65%.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a solid one up there.
More than Gottlieb to Wisconsin, no. Green Bay, that got 19%.
I can't believe that. It must be because it's not like a real, like,
yeah. People aren't familiar
publicized
with
publicized thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the strangest and the dumbest hire of all time.
Couldn't agree more.
That jackwagon still does a show and a podcast and tries to coach.
Well, I got to tell you, this would be a fun bit, and you could include us in this. I'm sure that we should be on the list. But if you have a list of sports radio broadcasters,
yeah,
who when you the second you see their face or hear their voice, mm-hmm, you instantly turn off the channel. Like, yeah, who will you turn it off fastest for? Mm-hmm. The top of my list. Is Doug Gottlieb.
Well, I will tell you that you didn't get to go. You were busy being ball sacked or something. But years ago, they did an all-affiliate tour where we went back to Bristol. And I think me and Dusty went for primetime. You didn't get to go. And
they didn't invite me. They didn't want me there.
They didn't want you. They knew you'd cause problems. Yeah. And that was when Gottlieb was there. And yeah, he was the one that came around and like they offered up an interview. And so he got to sit down with us. And let me tell you, if you think he's a smug ass in over the radio, I can assure you it's 10 times worse in person.
Yeah.
Like just like being in the same studio with him, I was like, oh, is this going to be weird when I ask them to not bring him back? Can we like refuse the interview?
I also kind of, he's one of those guys where like, you know, regardless of what you think of, let's say, thinking of the big names, like regardless of what you think of Jim Rome or Colin Cowherd or Pat
Patrick,
McAfee,
whatever,
you can see why they're on the air. Yeah. I mean, they have talent. Gottlieb is a guy that I look at and I go, why is this guy constantly on the air?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't think he's got much talent.
I don't know. He's on
My favorite Gottlieb story is when we were at KU, we were at a game, or maybe I was watching on TV. I can't remember. You know how revisionist history.
Yeah.
He played at Oklahoma State, and there was, so we were at KU, we're at Allen Fieldhouse. Right before the game, everything's all crazy, because back then Oklahoma State was really good, so it's all in a fervor, and they're introducing the starting five, and Doug Gottlieb gets introduced, and his shorts are on backwards. And so the crowd starts chanting, "Shorts on backwards," and then he had to get in the, you know, the huddle and take his pants down and put them back
switch
on.
Switch it around?
Yeah. That's the only time Doug Gottlieb has moved me
in a
positive way.
Well, Gottlieb thinks I'm an ass because...
let's be fair to Gottlieb.
I am.
You are.
I am. Well, Gottlieb was giving us... This is off air. And Gottlieb was giving us how to be great at radio, right?
And, oh, that's always nice.
And it was like, hey, he's from ESPN, and you know, you see, you're sitting there taking it, but
we do the same job. Here's how you can do yours better.
Yeah. And so he's laying this on about like authentic and not, you know, not doing things because you get paid to do it. And he's really laying it on thick. And that son of a bitch was doing, because he's like a big fitness guy, right? Like, he's always like, he's got like the abs and he's like, ah, and he was advertising for, I think, like P90X or something like that. And he was advertising for the KFC double decker sandwich at the same time, which was two fried pieces of chicken with some cheese,
bacon and melted cheese in the middle,
bacon in between it. And he spent like 5 minutes, like, just berating us about like not doing things because you're paid and doing things you believe in. And I just kind of was like, is that where the KFC double-decker came in, or that wasn't because of money? And the look on his face, and you know he just wanted to tell me to go F myself.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
Well, and I just kind of was like, and we both kind of chuckled, or at least I chuckled. He thought I was a D, and that kind of ended it.
Well, he takes himself far too seriously.
Well, exactly.
I think that's my biggest
problem.
Like,
can you lighten up?
Yeah, just...
Like, how dare I possibly make a little joke, you know, but...
Someone in the YouTube chat says that Gottlieb blocked him on Instagram and on Twitter because he was giving him too much crap about his credit card fiasco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he stole credit cards.
That's from his teammates, right?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, you got
God,
booted.
What a piece of crap this guy is. Well, why does he keep getting jobs? And now Wisconsin Green Bay hired him as their basketball coach, and he's still doing his radio. Like, that's the weirdest career arc. I don't get any of it, but what do I know?
Apparently, he's very sensitive, so just be careful if you make a joke, and then he gets all butter.
Okay, so Belichick, what was the strangest sports hire? Belichick to North Carolina got 65%, Gottlieb to Wisconsin Green Bay 19%, Reddick to the Lakers 10%, Prime to Colorado 6%. That was yesterday's poll question, okay? Yeah. Today, on X, at 1080 The Fan, we ask you, which college football playoff coach would you most want for your program? Ooh. Steve Sarkisian, Marcus Freeman, Kurt Cignetti, or Josh Heupel?
Oh, I think I'm taking Freeman.
Really?
I like Marcus Freeman. And he's done a nice job there at Notre Dame. And none of those people are super proven. I mean, obviously, Indiana's having a phenomenal year. But can we also point out, from Michigan State to Florida State, we've seen one-year wonders. Like, is it crazy to think that turning a program around in 1 year is the easy part? Keeping it there for multiple years is far more challenging. So I'm not going to say he's any 63.
Hold on, though. I wouldn't say that when you look at programs like, I mean, like Washington, what happened at Washington or what happened at Arizona.
Sure.
I mean, it's not always easy. No. I mean, I think we should give Cignetti credit. I mean, I get what you're saying, but, you know, not every program has been able to just flip the switch like that and go from three wins to 9 wins.
But at 63 years old, and by the way, he didn't beat a good team this year. He just didn't. So, look, I think that's a great story, and I would love to see Indiana become a football powerhouse. It'd be phenomenal. It'd be really cool to see. Much like quarterbacks that have like a 6 week window. You can't say that he's going to continue to do this. So in no way can I choose him. Like, he would be dead last that I would choose going forward. Heupel's a proven good coach. That's an easy one. What were the other ones he had on there?
Freeman, Heupel, Cignetti, and Sark.
Yeah, and Sark is a proven commodity. I mean, he's a good, solid coach. You know, has won most places, but not at this level, but has it pointed around in the right direction. I think Freeman's a guy, he's young, he's energetic, he relates to players, he recruits well, and I like him. He's not an ass. So, and I know he hasn't done it for that long either.
3 years, he's gone from 9 wins to 10 wins to 11 wins.
So I'm taking Marcus Freeman in that.
Yeah, his only blemishes, he's lost a couple games to
Yeah, I know. The bad weird, teams. Like, what are you doing? The Northern Illinois thing. Yeah. So.
But here he is in the tournament. You know?
Yeah. And this is the first time for, I mean, Sark's been there. This is only the second year that Sark has really been successful. Heupel, no. I mean, this would be the first time that Heupel, and he kind of backed his way into it. So you don't have a lot of proven commodities there. So I feel pretty good about my Marcus Freeman. That, and I would want to like my coach. I think if you're Oregon, don't you feel, you want to win no matter what, but don't you feel better winning with Dan Lanning than you did winning with Mario Cristobal, right?
100%.
Yeah, because you like Lanning.
Yeah, I would rather win more with Chris Peterson than I would Steve Sarkisian. They're easier to like.
Did you know that Marcus Freeman and his wife, Joanna, have 6 kids?
I did not.
Did you know he has 6 kids?
Yikes.
Vinny, Sienna, Gino, Nicolo, Capri, and Rocco.
What?
Yeah.
Is she an Italian? Or is he Italian?
Well,
those are some very Italian names.
How is he? Is he a black Italian?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know his nationality.
They've dated since college. Honestly, that sounds like...
He went
like,
to Ohio State,
maybe,
right?
He just really loves
that
Italian
That sounds
names.
Like Mario Cristobal's kids.
Rocco.
Vinny, yeah, Sienna, Rocco. Gino, hey. Gabri... Hey, Rocco. He does have a kid named Rocco.
He was born in Ohio. His mother is from South Korea.
Yeah, she's Italian.
And then his father was in the Air Force.
Dude, she is straight out of Sopranos. 100%.
Adriana.
Yep. Yeah. Her name's Joanna, but it might as well be Maria. Yep. Straight out of Central Casting.
I might go Heupel on your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's good.
No problem with that.
All right, there's the poll question. And for the first time in show history, I put that up as we were talking about it. Can you believe that?
I loved it.
It's on X at 1080 The Fan. The only thing we ask, when you vote, vote hard. Are we buying why Belichick went to North Carolina?
No.
We'll get to that next on The Fan. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bella once said, ain't that a coming kick up, in the head? There is a big game tonight in the NFC West. The room
was completely it really is.
And we will talk about it. But first, okay, so now we have reports of Bill Belichick's reasoning for taking the North Carolina job.
Yeah, and we got contract details and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This is public, and it's the first time we've actually known what Bill makes.
Yeah, $10 million or something? Is that what they said?
Yeah, $10 million, 5 years.
They gave him 5 years.
Yeah, they gave him 5 years, but the last two aren't guaranteed, and there's an out basically after 1 year where Bill, the buyout basically goes down to nothing.
$10 million a year.
$10 million a year.
5 years, $50
million. Yes, but only $30 million is guaranteed, and like I said, there's an out that Bill could potentially bolt after a year if he wanted to, and then we got details of their NIL, and we got details of the revenue sharing and all that stuff. A lot came out today.
Okay. Well, among the reporting is that Bill Belichick was fed up with the NFL.
Yeah.
See, because yesterday I was saying, I have to think he wants to get in the NFL and nobody will, or return to the NFL and nobody will give him a job.
Yes.
Like, I cannot be convinced.
I still tend to agree with that.
That the NFL is not his main priority, but college was there, and since there was no jobs in the NFL, and he's kind of old, and... You know, he's like, fine, I'll go to college. That's what I thought. But now they're saying that he didn't like what the NFL has become. Owners would not buy into what he wanted to do, and he was tired of the NFL stupidness.
But
and so he views college as more transactional and less relational, and he also doesn't have an owner to answer to.
But again, that's just spin for... No one will give me what I want. Therefore, I'm going to go somewhere else. That still comes down to no one will hire you.
Or it's, well, I think that's right. I mean, it's clear that nobody in the NFL wanted to hire him.
No.
That we know. Maybe a coordinator job or here or there, but he doesn't. I mean, he's Bill Belichick.
No, he's not taking a coordinator job.
He's not taking a coordinator job.
Stop.
So I just feel like he's saying, I want it completely my way.
Yes.
And that's the way I wanted it in the NFL, and it sucked having to deal with Robert Kraft, and it sucks having to deal with these owners when I sit down and interview for jobs that they, you know, they aren't going to give me carte blanche, and he in North Carolina is.
Sounds like it, but the
problem that's what he wants.
That it kind of went south at the end when he was having carte blanche in the NFL, which is why, you know, Bill is the greatest coach of all time, but make no mistake about it, you can't change your spots or your stripes. And, you know, he was trying to do this whole, no, I'm going to be more collaborative. Bill's never been collaborative. That's why he didn't work out, you know, the first time around. But obviously he went on the greatest run in NFL history. But make no mistake about it, he wasn't going to be able to be a collaborative force. So now at North Carolina, I'm interested to see this. Because, yes, you can say that all of this is your way or the highway, but you have a very short time to turn this around, and you still have to deal with, it may be transactional, but you are not going to outspend the Ohio States of the world. You can be on par with them, but you're not just going to go out and buy all your players. You still have to get buy-in. I have listened to from Julian Edelman to Tom Brady, Teddy Bruschi, Richard Seymour. Have you seen all his ex-players when people ask those players if what's it going to be like for Bill and will he succeed in college? Every one of them says no, because Bill notoriously hates rookies and is an ass. And if you are rough on NFL rookies and you don't treat them well, they can't go anywhere. They're under contract. When you treat college players like that, they just leave and go somewhere else. So this whole thing, it may work out, and Bill is a genius, but there is zero chance in my mind that this is what Bill wants. There is zero chance that this was his first choice, but this is the only opportunity he has to try to end his career on a high note, because I think the way it was left in New England, I think really bothers him. It's going to bother him that he's not going to get Shula's record, but he's not going to have a chance at that. And so he's going to go make one last stab at this to try to go out as a conquering hero. Oh, and by the way, he's going to be 73 at the start of next season. He probably has 3 years to do this. So I think it's the most interesting story, but this is classic spin. When you can't get a job and so you're like, well, I was tired of the, you know, the NFL. I'm also tired. I don't know if you know, but I'm tired of the Hollywood game as well. So I am not going to make movies. I'm going to stay in Portland and do radio because they just, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I feel you, dude.
I don't like it. You know, the Diddy thing, and That's it's right. A bunch of sleaze and pedo. I just, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. It becomes the most interesting story in college football, though. Hands down.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of buy into it a little bit. I see what they're trying to do here. And I don't mind it. No. I don't hate it. If I'm a fan there, I'm like, okay. Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
I would hate it if this was Oregon, I would scream from the mountaintops, what the F are you doing? Ohio State, Texas, LSU, well, North Carolina?
Sure. Yeah. But I come at it from a fan of a program like Kansas. Where
absolutely.
You just got to try something different.
Well, and I read an article yesterday that went through the history of North Carolina. Dude, that thing has just been, that is the definition of meh for its entire existence. And it constantly gets told that it's a sleeping giant, but they don't have buy-in. They don't have commitment. And looking through the contract and what they're going to do, I'll give them this. Bill got the powers that be at North Carolina to pony up. He got them to get on par with some of the big boys and at least be competitive. And now it comes down to, can Bill relate and get 18, 19, 20-year-old kids to come and stay? And he's got a very, very short time to do it. And in this world of college football, you don't need years. You really don't. We've seen teams get turned around in 1 year, and Bill at 73 next year, I don't know how much time you want to give him, but I think you probably got to see results pretty quick.
All right, let's get to the NFC West, a real division, as opposed to some that aren't. I mean, I don't know. The NFC...
I don't know if there's a good team in there, but there's interesting teams.
I think there's good teams in there. Don't you think? Come on, man.
There's potentially good teams.
Let's talk about it next.
I have the concepts of good teams.
Buck, we're getting there. All right? Calm down.
We are not getting there.
All right.
I'm shutting up now.
There is a big game in the NFC West, and we will talk about it, as Buck suggests, next on The Fan. Hey, what's up? It's Rob. Sticking around for Window Nation. Got to tell you about their deal. This is December. This is their end of year sale they have going on right now, and it's quite a deal for you. I keep telling you that each one of their monthly deals is the best that you're ever going to do, but I keep lying to you because this one in December is the best one yet. It's 50% off all window styles, 0% interest for 72 months, which is 6 years, and an additional 10% off. So you're going to go 60% off all window styles and then pay no interest for 6 years. It's pretty amazing. If you need windows for your house or if you've been putting it off, now is definitely the time at the year-end sale, Window Nation. 96% of the windows installed require no follow-up service. They can install your new windows in 1 day or less, and they come with a lifetime warranty. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-90-NATION or windownation.com to get on their schedule for a free, no-obligation quote. That's the best part is you can have them out. They'll check it out. They'll give you a bid, and you don't have to go through with that. But I'm guessing you might when you get 60% off and 6 years no interest. So 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Well, we do have a big one in the NFC West tonight as the Bucks Niners host the Rams.
Yes.
Now the Seahawks are on top of the division. They lead the Rams by a game, but the Cardinals and Niners are only two back. It's wild.
And remember, the Rams have already beaten the Seahawks once, and they play Week 18. Yeah. So,
and they've beaten the Niners once, too.
Yeah. I feel like the Niners, I mean, that was a big one for them last week. But with all the injuries they have, I don't know. I mean,
Bosa playing tonight? Aren't they saying he's maybe back?
Game time decision.
I have not seen.
Ooh. Greenlaw's activated.
Yeah, Greenlaw's going to play. But
Williams
again,
is out.
With... Yeah, he may be out.
Is the running back back? Because aren't they on like their fifth string?
No, they're on
back?
The third string.
Yeah, Garendo was supposed to play. That's the third string. And then
If he's out.
I can't even remember there's another kid that's in some fourth stringer. I don't even know his name.
But the Niners can't lose again. They basically have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And they've got the Rams.
They're 6-7.
They're at the Rams tonight, at the Dolphins and the Lions.
Well, this game's in San Francisco, though.
Yeah. Did I say at the Rams?
Yeah.
Excuse me. The Rams at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then they get the Lions and then at Arizona. I just feel like San Francisco with all the injuries, even though last week was a monster effort for him, but I mean, for God's sakes, you blew out the Bears. Is that really? I just don't consider the Niners to really be a conversation in this. But for the Rams, it absolutely is.
Well, if the Niners are going to be in the conversation,
they have to win.
They have to win this game tonight.
I mean, they got to be perfect the rest of the way.
Yeah, but this game tonight. I mean, it starts right now. I mean, Brock Purdy said he's like, we got to do every game as if it's our last.
The Rams are intriguing to me because they are getting healthy. I mean, last week was the first time that was the fully operational Rams. Now they gave up 42, but they scored 44. They get the Niners, and then the Jets and Cardinals, Seahawks. Dude, this sets up well for the Rams. If the Rams can stay healthy and play the way they did last week, that week 18 with the Seahawks is going to be really, really interesting because Seattle's playing well right now. Seattle's got it rolling, and the Rams are cooking a little bit, and it just feels like the Niners are too beat up. By the way, fun fact, they're going to miss the playoffs this year. I'm convinced of it. The only two times that Kyle Shanahan will have missed the playoffs are the years after they have lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl hangover.
It's a real thing.
Well, I don't know what it is about the Niners, but they always just seem to have more injuries, like a ridiculous amount of injuries than any other team.
It does feel that
way. It's crazy.
It feels that way. And additionally, they also have one of the oldest rosters in the league. So that happens more when you're older.
Well, you want to talk about bad luck. I mean, two of their players lost kids.
Yes.
That's nuts.
If you don't know, Trent Williams is not out with an injury. Trent Williams is out because one of his children died in the womb and the other one was stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who was it?
Ward.
Ward? Yeah, their DB.
This is like 1-year-old
Trevarius
died?
Ward, yeah.
His daughter was born with Down syndrome and then passed away. I mean, it's just...
That's crazy.
It's just awful luck. And
McCaffrey's out.
Yeah, McCaffrey's out. And
the whole reason Greenlaw hasn't been playing is because he busted his Achilles jumping around the sideline in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then Pearsall gets shot at the start of the year,
for God's sake.
What is happening down
there? Ayuk holds out the entire preseason, and then he blew out his knee, right? Or did he go Achilles?
I think he was knee.
I think he was knee. I mean, and then you lose McCaffrey, and then you lose the backup. I mean, it's just, it really is kind of humble. And it feels like Bosa, much like his brother, is just in a constant state of will he or won't he.
Ayuk was hamstring.
Was it a hamstring that he tore?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, it really is. It's just the poster child for injuries, and it feels like this isn't the first time that this has happened. So, I can't wait for this because it would be the most NFC West thing ever if the Niners, who we just left for dead, and now the Rams we're all excited about. Watch the Niners come out tonight and just lay an ass whooping on the Rams.
Well, that's the NFL for you.
That's the NFL.
And the thing about the Rams is they still have three division games left.
Yes,
and if they lose tonight, they now are two back. Well, one and a half of the this is a huge game.
If
the Rams want to win the division, this is a huge game. That you'd think they can beat Arizona at home.
Well, and it's funny because a couple weeks ago we were like Arizona was the team. If you had gun to everyone's collective head 3 weeks ago, you would have been like, no, Arizona seems to be the team in this division. And now all of a sudden, Arizona just looks like an also-ran, and we're back to the, is Kyler Murray any good? And, you know, we've hitched our wagon to him. Well, it is the weirdest division that I can remember for an entire season. This thing has just been, it's been on its ear so many times this entire season, and I still think it's Seattle. I love the way Seattle's playing right now. I think they figured it out on defense. The old line is playing a little better, but honestly, if you told me that any team was going to find a way, although the Cardinals, basically, I looked at their mathematical odds, it's like 3%. Arizona's not going to do it. But if you told me that the Niners found a way to resurrect their season and got back the Rams or the Seahawks, none of it would surprise me.
Arizona has New England, Carolina, and then they got Rams on the road, Niners at home. So they have two left. So the Seahawks only have one division game left.
And that's against the Rams week 18.
Rams have three,
and
the Cardinals dose.
But this feels like an elimination game tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Not as much.
Definitely for the Niners.
I don't know about the... Yeah, I just think that if the Rams want to win the division, they need to win this.
Yes.
And I think the Niners, I'm kind of with you. It's like, I don't know that they're going to win it, but...
They just avoid elimination by winning it.
Yeah, you stay alive.
Technically, yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Bet on it?
I did not. I did not bet on this.
I bet Buck did. He's a degen.
I'm on the under. I'm not betting on the side.
Why are you on the under?
Thursday night football. Yeah. Niners banged up.
Okay.
Short week, divisional game, you know, all that.
Rams offense sure looked good last week.
I know.
44 against
the Guess what? Most of the tickets are on the over.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm paying Johnny Public.
I'm with you though on that. It's like, well, Seahawks are a great example. How the hell did their offensive line look like that last week?
Don't know.
Because the week before, Arizona's defensive front gave Minnesota fits. Yep. Now, I know they lost that game, but Minnesota could not block them.
No.
And now, all of a sudden, then you come into this game, and Arizona's defensive line looks like the worst in the league. Seattle's offensive line, which is one of the worst in the league, look like the best. How do you explain all the... And Buck's exactly right. The Rams score 44 against one of the best teams in the league. Watch them score 3 tonight.
It will happen.
Freaking NFL.
The NFL and especially this division. Just anytime...
Well, and Thursday turnaround.
Yeah. Anytime you think you've got a grasp on what's happened in the NFC West, buckle up because you're about to get kicked in the
stones. Hell, I think the Falcons are going to win the NFC West.
Might be tough.
They're so bad.
That whole division... That division's worse than the West.
That division is worse. Because at least out west, you can say, I don't know if there's a good team. Like, I'll tell you what, there is not a good team in the South.
Tampa,
No.
What do we think John Anthony thinks about this matchup?
I want to go 2-0.
I love how he's gone from 5-0 to 2-0.
I've got side end.
Conveniently changed his pitch.
I do love Mike Evans, though. I have a giant crush on Mike Evans out there in Tampa.
Could you say that Carolina is playing the best football in that division?
Yes, you could. You could absolutely say that.
Do you see the Carolina streak they just snapped? They are favored this week for the first time in 33 games.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're favored over the Cowboys.
33 games?
Yeah, 33 straight regular season games being an underdog
over the Cowboys.
Boy, Dallas. Do you remember at the start of the year when the Cowboys and Jets were two of the dark horse Super Bowl teams?
I do. I absolutely do.
I don't even feel like the Cowboys were dark horse. People liked them. They're like,
I think the Cowboys won 13 games last year.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah. Were they 13 or did they win 12? They won a lot of games last year.
I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl. I know that.
They did not win the Super Bowl.
By the way, we're about to hear the John Anthony spots, aren't we?
Isn't that
coming up here?
We should be, but...
It's usually after the game starts.
So I think we're going to get them at 5:30 or something.
By the way, the... Mina Kimes had the greatest line, besides the armpit butt crack line, because the Cincinnati Bengals defense was playing well, and I forget who she was doing the show with, but they were like, where is this Cincinnati defense been all year? And just deadpan, she goes, not playing Cooper Rush. And I was like, freaking beautiful. I love that. She is fantastic on there, just in there taking jabs. Cooper Rush. And how bad is Trey Lance that Cooper Rush is your quarterback?
Boy.
Very bad. Well, look, I think the cue there was that the Niners cut bait on him really pretty fast.
They're like, we're good.
They're like, put him out on the scrap heap. Because the Niners, I mean, if he had anything, they would have kept him.
He'd still be there, yes. Yeah. But he does not.
He does not. All right, NBA Cup pregame show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Coming up next.
The big cup.
Are there cup games again tonight?
No. It's Saturday.
I was going to say,
I can't contain my excitement.
Yeah.
For the NBA.
Neither can people in Vegas. You see the prices?
For the games?
Yeah.
Do we need to talk NBA Cup?
No.
Why not?
No, we do not. Have you seen the ratings?
They were hoping much more nationally attractive teams to be showing up in Vegas.
So who's there? The Hawks?
It's
Hawks, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee.
Yeah, so in the East, it's Hawks and Bucks.
Night? The Rockets won last night?
And then it's Rockets and Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And for Hawks-Bucks, the get-in price is
$29. Oh, right.
And for the Western Conference game, it's $39.
I hate to tell you, but 29 and 39, I'm good.
I don't think I would go
for that. Title game,
in
79,
Vegas?
Subject to change.
I'm good.
Hawks, Rockets, title game, you going?
Ooh. No.
Vegas?
$29?
I got better things to do for 3 hours in Vegas.
Exactly. I got better things to do in Vegas. I'd rather hang out at the damn Shake Shack for $29 than I would go to that.
Could take a nap in a back room at a
bottom line
their
ass.
That's $4,000. I learned that today. That's 4 G's.
Hey, we got another new coach in college football coming back. Rich Rod, Belichick.
Yeah.
And now this guy next on the Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.